Well, hello.
Hello and Merry Christmas. That's enough of her. It's actually Christmas time, so we are very, very excited about this trip down memory lane episode. Christmas. Oh, I'm excited. Are you?
Well, you've just combined nostalgia and Christmas, which are basically my two favorite things, and then we smashed them all together into one very special Christmas episode. So, hell yeah.
So, I suppose if you go back to when you were small, right? Let's talk about our happiest memories of Christmas from when we were small. For me, mine was actually, and I'm not religious now at all, but going to midnight mass, you know, that and the
Oh.
real midnight mass now, like where you get to stay up late and go to the mass at night time. I'm not even sure if it was midnight mass or whether it was just mass on at 9 o'clock, 8 or 9 o'clock, but you felt like it was midnight. But I loved that. I loved going there with my grandmother and stuff. And you know, when you were younger and you get your special clothes for Christmas that you're not allowed to touch until Christmas Day. So you just feel the buzz in your new clothes, your new shoes, your new tights, the whole shebang. You're like strutting into that church, like, look at me. That's one of the things that I absolutely loved. And another thing, actually, just talking about mass and the church and stuff, was my grandmother. You know, in the church, they had the crib. Obviously, in every church, they had the crib. And my grandmother kept going in and she was take holy straw out of the
Oh, that's
crib
right.
and take it for her own crib. And in hindsight, now I'm going, were you actually allowed to take that straw? Like, I assume you were, like,
Everybody does it. Yeah, everybody
everybody
does
did
it.
it, but was it right, Audrey? Or were they just wiping the straw?
But they reckoned it was blessed, so it was holy. So you're
That's it,
bringing a bit of the
yeah.
blessing into your own home. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
right.
the holy straw. So we
What
put
is your
up.
earliest Christmas memory? What is your very first, the earliest Christmas memory you have?
The earliest Christmas memory I have, and I think there's, see, I actually have a terrible memory. I actually can't remember much of my childhood. I don't know why, but some bits of it. But I do remember the best Christmas was, we had, you know, like, this was like the late 90s, because I'm only
Yes, and
23 and a
same,
half,
same.
right?
Yeah,
Sorry, I'm
same.
only 23 and a half, can't even do the early 2000s. But you know, we had these doors in the sitting room with the glass panels, you know, the old fashioned ones, we had them, right? And I actually convinced myself one time that I was sneaking down the stairs and I was convinced I could see red and white. So I was convinced that I could see Santa Claus. And I got such a fright that I ran back upstairs to bed. And I came back down later on. And I remember I got a bike and it was the best. I sticks in my head. It was such a cool bike.
Best.
There was like a little white basket with a big pink flower on it. And I don't think
Oh.
that year as well that I got the Jem doll. Do you remember Jem and the Misfits? It was a cartoon, yeah. So I got her because I actually think I was her there for a while, but obviously clearly I'm not. But but that was one of my earliest Christmas memories, and that was probably one of my favorite Christmases as well, actually.
Because the
What about
magic, it was
you?
obviously pure magic.
Yeah,
I have a
yeah.
crazy memory. I remember everything. I have an insane memory. And my earliest Christmas memory, which I think is my earliest memory in life, it's the earliest thing that I ever remember. So I was two, just gone two,
Stop
because
it.
my
You're
birthday is in
serious.
October. Because there was no there was no, I was the only child. There was just me, and I remember just all I remember is the Christmas tree. And I remember in particular, I got a Jack and the Beanstalk book, and it was a big book, and the cover was padded. It was like a
Yeah.
padded big book. And that's the only little bit that I remember. So it's my actual earliest memory, and it just so happens to be a Christmas memory
That's
that I have.
gas at 2 years of age.
Too. But I
Oh
have an
God, I love
insane memory.
that.
Like, I remember so much stuff. It's nuts. Like,
I'm terrible. I can't remember. Honest to God, if you asked me something about my childhood, I'd be like, what? No, I
no,
can't
and
remember
now
half
if
that.
I do that thing of like walking into a room and forgetting why I'm in there,
Oh, of course,
but
yeah.
I can remember something that happened 27 years ago.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So we put up on Instagram as well some of people's best memories. We asked them to send them in. So I'm just going to read out a few here because some of them are actually quite lovely, right? So do you remember, I'm not sure if this was Dublin or just in Cork, but there was a storm there a couple of years ago, a couple of years ago now, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and we had no electricity. It was a really, really bad storm. And actually that was a very good Christmas as well, because I think everyone down here anyway, we had obviously no turkey, no Christmas dinner. But what we had a steel teapot and we put it onto the fire and made tea, and we had tea and ham sandwiches, and we
Ah,
actually
lovely.
all had to talk to each other. So, and that was probably, if you ask my parents, I would say they would say that that was probably the best Christmas that they had, because we were all forced to
Horse and stock
communicate
into one
like into each
another,
other. So that was one of them. Someone else sent in that their favorite memories of Christmas is hopping into the car with their dad and driving around looking for lights. You know,
Oh,
houses
yeah.
done up at nights.
I, well, we
Love
still
that.
do that, actually. Now,
What
you
we
don't
do
see
as
as
well.
many as you used to. In fact, here, where I live, if you want to see the craziest fairy light, if you want to see the craziest houses, go to Ballymun, go to Finglas, go to Coolock. This
Really?
is where you will see entire streets just all lit up, like crazy all lit
Oh,
up. Yeah.
brilliant. And
Oh.
then someone else said, what this one in, and this is a real Cork thing, right? Going to Common Sports on North Main Street to pick out your St. Stephen's Day tracksuit. Like, that is
Oh.
just like North Main Street is just,
That's very regional. That's
yeah. Oh,
very
that's very
specific. Like,
reasonable. But if you're
yeah.
from Cork, we get that. Like, that's very good. And then this, I thought this one was lovely. Waking up on Christmas morning, mum was in hospital giving birth to her
Oh.
little sister.
Ah,
Now,
God.
half of me was
Ah,
like,
God.
ah, isn't that lovely? But then I was like, oh, you poor child, did you ever get your Christmas dinner? So, like, who made your Christmas dinner?
Ah, some that'd be, yeah, that'd be great. So,
Yeah.
I have cousins that are born on either side of Christmas. They actually hate it. They're
Yeah.
the 22nd and the 27th, and they don't like it because they get lost, totally lost in
Oh, they totally would. And to
the
get like one
mishmash.
birthday, one present, then that's for your Christmas and for your birthday now. Like, that would be
Well, as
so annoying. Like,
now Hugh's not Christmas, he's New Year's Eve. So as a mammy having a New Year's Eve baby, it was magical. But he
yeah.
does get a little bit, you kind of have to separate out the birthday
Oh,
from the
you'd have
Christmas as
to.
well.
Oh,
Yeah.
God, especially when they're kids, you have to, whatever. But when you get older, now I'd say even as you get older, I'd be raging as well if my birthday was on Christmas Day. I didn't get two presents.
Yeah,
But
but it is magical as the mammy. It was
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
Someone else said that they got a bag for Christmas. And when they opened the bag, there was a letter saying you're going on a trip to London, which is lovely. An extra little treat. And then I thought this was really cute. Me and my siblings sitting at the top of the stairs singing Jingle Bells, waiting for our dad to see if Santa had gone. How
Oh,
cute is
God.
that? Like, someone else messaged bursting in the door to Nana and Grandad's house after Mass and telling them all about Santa. Cycling inside the house with my two brothers as we all got bikes. And then this one was cute. My Nana made me my own stuffing Christmas Day because I was the only one that didn't like onions. I love and miss her so much.
Oh,
Oh.
God. Oh, God. The tearjerkers.
Yeah. And then telling family on Christmas Eve that we're pregnant. They're all lovely,
Ah.
lovely memories, aren't they? I thought,
Wow,
like, you'd be
yeah.
telling me your favorite memory is, like, you know, making turkey sandwiches and turkey curry or something. I wasn't
No, no,
expecting
no, because
that.
it is a kind of a magical time. It's a time
It
that's
is.
loaded with additional meaning. It's always, no matter what, average things happening become extraordinary if they happen around Christmas time.
Yeah.
You know, so however special something may be, everything, and it's down to, I know that people get engaged, people announcing pregnancies, people having babies, people get married, all of it, there's like an extra dose of magic when it
Yeah.
happens around this time of the year. So
And a
it
wife is for life, not just for Christmas. Just to, a reminder for everybody there, if you are going to propose,
is.
just don't be stuck for a present and go, do you know what? I'll propose because divorce is more expensive than a marriage. So just keep that in mind. But I'm all for love at the
All for love,
same time, too. All for love. So another thing that I had, right, was Christmas decorations and things. Obviously, the old 80s, 90s decorations, like, love it. If I could get my hands on them now, I would have my house destroyed in that, you know, the
coming down,
foil
yeah.
little
So
decoration.
some of them are making a comeback. There's some shops starting
There
to do
is,
like a
yeah.
few dingly danglies
Yeah, love
from the
them.
ceiling and the
But,
thumbtacks everywhere, like.
yeah. One of my favorite decorations, I don't know if you've seen it, is, you know, I think they're German. They're these wooden pyramids, you know, on
Oh,
the,
yeah.
yeah, them. Oh, I
Yeah.
love them. And I remember years ago, my best friend, actually, she's my best friend since I was like 7. Which is a long time in friendship terms, like,
20
with me
years
be
almost. Yeah.
almost 20 years, like, it's a long time, you
Yeah.
know. good one, Audrey. But I remember going to her house, like, obviously, I was down her house a lot, like, but around Christmas time, and they had two of these, the wooden pyramids. There's probably a special name for them now, I'm not sure what it is. And they just always remind me of Christmas, and I always got such a lovely. Are you all right there, Audrey?
I had to wipe my nose. I'm sorry. I had to
Okay.
cover the camera there. Nobody
Was
else
wondering
can
there if
see
anyone's not watching the
it.
video and then Audrey just like went off screen there to pick her nose.
And if it happens again, that's what's happening.
But these
I'm smothering.
are you?
Yeah, but I'd be all right. We're gonna power through, Lorna.
Power
You keep
through,
going.
power through. But anyway,
Yeah.
so these wooden pyramids always reminded me of Christmas. I just loved them. And I remember when I was about, I think it's when I was only with Terry a couple of years, I think, and we went to one of the Christmas markets in Berlin. And they had
Oh.
it, and it was, do you know what? It was just such a flashback to my childhood that I went, oh my God, I need
Have to
to
get one.
buy that.
Yeah.
So I remember
Yeah.
sitting on the plane coming back with this big thing this size on my lap, on my back, delighted with life. And I've it up in my own house now ever since. It was just, oh, do you know these little things that you remember from your childhood, and when you have them, in your own house with your own kids,
they mean something
looking at
extra
them.
Special.
Yeah, they're so special, yeah. Aren't they? So what about you? What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Well, I have one particular memory of I don't know what age we all were, but my brother was convinced. So out of my bedroom window, we in the front of our house, he had the box room and me and my sister had the second biggest room. My mom and dad had the master bedroom. So in our window, he looked out and across the green, there's a green just opposite our house, he could see what he believed to be Santa's sleigh stuck in a tree. And he could see what he thought was the sleigh stuck in the tree and Santa stuck up in the branches, right?
Oh,
he was full on convinced. And like, I was older, so I was like, nah, that's not right. That's not right. But he was looking and he knew what he could see and he was going mental. And the more he was saying it and the more I was trying to look out and it was dark, like it could have been early hours of the morning now.
Yeah.
As in 2-3, not like normal time to be awake. The more he came in, he woke me up to say, did I see it too? And I looked and I didn't see it, but he was adamant. And the more he was adamant, the more I began to see it. So obviously we were waking up and my other sister, she's in bed there and we're now waking her up. Now the three of us are demented and we're looking out the window and we're starting to become a little bit hysterical because we're telling ourselves, if this is Santa and he's stuck in that tree, all the boys and girls are not going to get any presents and we're not going to get any presents either. So my mom and dad are doing the thing of, shush, go back to bed. And we're like, no! We got so hysterical and so insane and so mental, and my brother was nearly ready to hyperventilate. He was like screaming, shouting out the window, that my dad had to, at that hour of the morning, put a coat on him, put a pair of shoes on him, and walk out of the house while we watched to go over and help Santa out of the tree. And we all had to go to bed, and Mum shut all the curtains and put us all in. She wouldn't let us look out the window anymore.
No.
And my dad had to come back in and say, you were right. And you were dead right, and only for you. And Santa said, thank you very much. And I helped him down out of the tree. And he had to tell us that Santa was gone off on his way. Like, so that's one memory that really
technically
sticks in my head.
You saved Christmas.
We saved Christmas. And I think this is where it came from. When I rocked up in the hotel with the bag of tricks, I was like, we're saving Christmas.
Yeah, you're like, this isn't my first rodeo. I've done it before.
I've done this before. I'm experienced. I need to complete that PTSD that triggering memory from my childhood.
Yeah.
But I was asking people what was like their favorite ads. We were talking about ads today, so I was like, what's your favorite ad? So a few came in and the top three actually were totally on my list. And then a few were throwbacks that I'd forgotten and now I'm like, oh yeah. So number one, pennies for a whole lot of things for Christmas.
Lot for the family.
The little boy in the little blue pajamas.
So and also, cute. So cute.
Then we had Kellogg's with the little girl. And
I thought I was her for a while.
Did you really?
Yeah, for a while. I was like, oh my God, she looks like me. Was I a
All
childhood
I
actress?
Knew was that television ads were completely racist against dark-haired children. They were all blonde. All television Christmas ad kids were blonde. There was no diversity. We didn't even deviate from hair colour, never mind skin colour. Like, you couldn't even be white with brown hair.
Oh, there was a dark-haired girl in that Kellogg's ad as well.
The little blondie girl was the star of the ad.
But I mean, there was a dark-haired one in it as well.
Yeah, playing best supporting actress. Then there's Coca-Cola. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
Tis the season.
Now, here's one I forgot about until I was reminded. Do you remember, and this is going back, I think it's to the early 90s, the Yellow Pages mistletoe ad?
No.
No, so it's a beautiful ad. I had to go watch it on YouTube to remind myself. So there's a girl, and I think maybe she's like about 8, and she's standing there with the mistletoe out, and the little boy is maybe 6, and he's not as tall as the girl, and he goes off and he gets the big yellow pages and he puts it down and he steps up onto the yellow pages, and he was able to give her the kiss under the mistletoe. Oh, that was a good one.
I'm writing that down right now so I can look it up again, because I love this. The ads especially, I love them.
The throwback ads were lovely. Yeah. And there weren't so many sad ads back then. We were saying this, there's definitely way more sad ads now.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yellow Pages. Magic Moments. Magic Moments. And then it was a lollipop
song,
lady.
But I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
She was like in all weather. She was there, rain, hail, snow or whatever. And she's got sniffles, just like me. She's got her sniffles. And then the little boy just comes up and tugs on her and gives her the little quality sweets. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
There was that one. There was one you had mentioned previously, the John Lewis and Monty the Penguin ad.
Yeah.
Two John Lewis ads made this list. The other one was the Man on the Moon.
I think it's a good ad, but it's a sad ad. I know it's to do with loneliness. It's not for me either. Great ad though, but just not for me. I don't think.
No, we're not in the sad ad clan.
No,
we want happy ads. But one ad I loved, and it's not even old, it was 2016, the Heathrow coming home for Christmas ad. Do you remember all the little teddy bears?
No.
No? Oh, it was a brilliant ad. Now, maybe it really hit a chord for me because obviously I was working in the airport at the time. And this ad came out and it's all the little teddy bears, mommy, daddy teddy bears and the kid teddy bears. And it's they're coming home for Christmas ad. Look that one up. It was very well done.
Oh.
Good ad. Oh, making the list, and again it's a new one, is Kevin McCarra, Aldi ads.
Oh no, like. They are good. Like yeah. They are good. And I find that they're so entertaining even for kids as well. I think that is just brilliant. Whoever came up with Kevin McCarra, I hope they're rolling in money because you know what? They absolutely deserve it. Like
Kevin the Carrot takes over my whole house. I've got, I don't know how many Kevin the Carrots knocking around this house. Like, and then we even buy Kevin the Carrot ice creams. And I have the giant one from The Greatest Showman. I have the one from Home Alone. I have another one. I have ones that hang in the tree. Like I have multiple.
But they're so witty. Kevins. Even the ads, the way they're done. Like this year's ad now is kind of like a Willy Wonka-esque kind of ad.
And
remember there's one of them and he's like, oh, I can see his plum crack. Like, it's so funny. Like,
I like
so
the way they do the adult innuendo so that it's like, it's fun for everybody. It's fun for kids.
They're really, really good. One of my favourite ads actually is the Budweiser ad with the horses. I was talking about that last week.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah. Have you more on the list there?
Well, actually, just a couple more because this isn't on the list, but you've just reminded me. I love the Guinness ad.
Guinness ad.
The lights. That's a beautiful ad as well. And the last one I had on this list, but maybe you've got more, but is the McDonald's ad. So you know the one where the little girl wants to play with her sister. She wants to play reindeers, but the sister is like a teenager now and she just doesn't want to play with the younger sister. And then the daddy takes them both to McDonald's and they get the chicken nuggets. And then by the end of the ad, they're in playing reindeers. Yeah. So that was another fun ad. So we've only one sad ad on that list.
That's good. And the ESB ad, do you remember that? The old one. It does that from the 80s or 90s as well, where your man is coming off the train and I think I'm coming back. You know the one.
I do.
Don't know. Is it your man from Alan? Is he in it? Alan from TV3. What's his name again?
Is he?
Presenter. Isn't he your man in it? Am I right? Am I wrong there now before I say
no,
this?
I don't know. I need to look it up.
Yeah, I think he is in that ad. I think so.
Okay.
But some of those ads are, love them. Love them.
There's a guy, and I can't tell if it's the same guy. It's just stereotypical Irish guy. They just do casting and they're like, we need a guy, we need him to be mid to late 30s. He needs to be stereotypical Irish guy.
Yeah.
And it's the same guy. I don't know if it actually is the same guy, but it's basically
in the ESPN,
the Kenny Gold, the bloody all the ads, it's the same looking guy.
It is Alan Hughes. It's in the ESPN ad, from the 80s. Fresh face Alan Hughes. The ESB advert from the 1980s. Yeah, that's him now. That's his claim to fame. And he is quite fresh-faced, isn't
he? It's not on my list, but it should be on my list.
It should be on your list.
Ads. But you remember the Den Christmas specials? Den TV would go and it would be Dustin and he'd be about to get cooked again for Christmas and there'd be the bloody mayhem. Like, that was fantastic. The Den always put on a good show at Christmas time.
But then again, you go from like ads to television programs. And I mean, much and all as well, like, oh, you know, Christmas Day is a family day. We all went mad for the soaps. Like, Christmas Day is like, listen, from EastEnders. 7 o'clock on, EastEnders.
I am still genuinely traumatized and scarred by the death of Pauline Fowler on Christmas Day when she just dropped dead at the Christmas tree. Yeah. I remember watching it and being like, no. And you know when the dun-dun, I was like, no, I'm sorry, no. That can't be how this woman is going to go out. Just drop dead at a Christmas tree in the snow on Christmas Day. Oh my God.
Seriously, do you know the other one?
I'm dying for it this year now.
Poor old Bradley.
Bradley?
Like,
God.
Sorry, no, Stacey, right? That time when Stacey had the affair with Max Branning, like
that was great. Listen, though, as a storyline, that was powerful.
It was great, that was, but like, my God, like magic Max must have a magic Mickey because
I
my
told
God,
you, magic Max has a magic Mickey. There is no other explanation as to how he gets all the women. Yeah. Jack, however, seems to have the same magic Mickey. He just go through all the Mitchells, but now Stacey is going for the full set of Brannings, and she's looking to anyway climb that Branning tree before Christmas is out.
Jack, now, she understand, right? But Max Branning, like, and he's gone through all the women in Walford.
Do you remember when she left Martin down the pub and she was rolling around with Max on Christmas? I mean, does nobody have anything to do? She,
do you know what I mean? Like, on a full stomach and all after your dinner, like,
and she was wearing that gross white nightdressy thing. It was great. But I think she lent it to Sonia because Sonia threw it on her the other night when she was hoping to have a night of romance.
I saw that,
Oh, where would you even buy that?
I don't know.
Where would you?
I don't know.
that's out of Michael Guiney's in town. Like, you'd have to go there because she's said to be 40, Lorna. Where would she even be going to get your full sleeve, full length white nightie?
It's like something you'd wear for a dress up, like, isn't it? It's like, look at me, like, I'm a
like
yay
the ghost
woman.
Of Christmas past or something like
Miss
that.
Havisham, like, oh, for God's sake. I don't really watch the soaps anymore for some reason. In the last couple of years,
most
I haven't really watched them.
Rubbish.
Yeah. But you still see the little clips on Instagram and Facebook, and I am a little bit interested knowing what's going to happen here in EastEnders. Yeah, Christmas.
On my life, this is, with all that's going on in the world and all the planning and all the Christmas and the work and all the things that you'd have in your mind, I sat there the other day and I started to think out a logistical plan as to what I'm going to do on Christmas Day. I thought, well, we're going to be, we'll do Christmas, we'll do the toys, we have to go to my mum's, we'll do whatever, we'll go to mass, we'll do, and then we need to get, I'll have to get Hugh back for bed. So we come back home to my house and I'll get Dave for him to bed, and I'm going to sneak back out and go back over to my mum's house because EastEnders doesn't start until 9:45 on Christmas night, and I have to find a way of getting back over there so I can scream when I find out which of the characters is going to get bumped off.
Yeah.
So I literally sat there working it all out, going, is it fair to leave Dave on his own at home on Christmas night? Or should I make an arrangement that we all just stay in my mum's? Or should I just live stream my mum so we can watch it together from each other's house? Because you can't watch it without a reaction.
Like,
you need to be able to. I remember watching Love, Hate. Do you remember when your man died? What's his name now? Darren. Darren died in Love, Hate. And that everybody was watching Love, Hate at the time. Now, we have old red brick semi-detached houses, and when Darren died, the screams out of us, and then we actually jumped because we could hear the screams of the neighbours on the right side and the screams of the neighbours on the left side. Clearly, everybody on our road was watching Love, Hate, and everybody screamed unanimously at the same. I was just mad.
Never got into Love, Hate. I started watching about 3 years after everyone else, and it was good, alright, but I can't really remember it either. Like, again, that's just me with my bad memory. I can't remember it. God,
What else have we got for Christmas? Will I take you through a few? You can choose, right? Will I take you through a few of people's favourite Christmas movies, or would you like to go through people's favourite Christmas songs?
Songs, Christmas songs.
I'm going to fly through them, right?
Okay.
Number one has to be, you kicked it off with the start of the show, Oh I. Because that's the first.
Yeah, but you know what though? It's just the opening little do.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually like the song, and her voice kind of annoys me, to be honest, if I'm being honest, Mariah Carey. But once you hear that start, little
that's
like, oh,
that's it.
It's Christmas.
It's always, I think they wait until November 4th, or is it November 1st? Yeah, just after Halloween, the first you'll hear. It's like the intro to Christmas.
She's getting cute now as well, Mary Carey, isn't she? Because on Halloween she puts up her little it's time. Oh, she's really getting into it now.
Well, come here. She lived the rest of her life off that.
Oh,
isn't she? Like, so we've Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Next, Do They Know It's Christmas Time at All? Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Now, Band-Aid, the next three on this list have all come under scrutiny in recent years because of their lyrics and how the lyrics worked at the time, but now they cause offence and they're
God's
no longer
sake.
Okay.
This annoys me.
Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? People have only started to read the lyrics recently and now they find them deeply unsettling. I don't, though, however. Now, if you read the words to Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Thank God it's them instead of you. And you listen to what he's saying. And
they have to remember is that it was different times as well. That's the thing. Like, you can't rewrite what happened. Like, do you know what I mean? Like not what happened, but I find people as well, even with movies and stuff, they're trying to go back and remake them. Let them be.
Just leave them be. Well,
yeah, because
I actually
that's
think
the way it
the
was.
Lyrics are correct, because the lyrics is talking about the privilege that we, I guess, the Western world, we have versus I can't even think of the right word, but I don't think there's that wrong with the lyrics. I just don't think people like to acknowledge that that's actually how it is.
And if I'm being totally honest with you, that never even dawned on me, because you're just so used to just singing along to it.
I don't even stop to think of the words.
Yeah.
So, Do They Know It's Christmas Time at All? The Pogues, Fairy Tale New York. The lyric we're all supposed to be removing now. And then this one, I sit on the fence on this one. It's a good song. I've sang it myself. But if you play it again, it's a little bit rapey. Is Santa Baby? No, not Santa Baby.
Oh, baby, it's cold.
I really
outside.
Must go. Baby, yeah. It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, if you listen to the words, that it is a bit like, oh, come on. stay here.
She
no
told you about 27 times that she wants to go fucking home. What? Just take her home.
Again? It was years
time.
Back
and I know,
different
I know.
Times. That's what you have to, because my God, I'd say you can't fart sideways now and people will be taking offense to it. Like, so like, I think with things like that, you have to acknowledge that they were the words used in the song. Go, oh my God, wasn't that awful? Imagine saying that now. And just park it. Leave it where it is. Don't try and rewrite it and re-release it, because people are only going to get annoyed. Just leave it be, like.
I actually only knew this song from Gavin and Stacey. Before, I'd never heard of this song. But you know the one, Step Into Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Step
in. Yeah.
It, Gavin and Stacey made that famous for me. Yeah. But they
I
go,
love Gavin and Stacey,
last
actually.
Christmas, I gave you Wham, my heart.
Because you know Wham and the Pogues, they never actually got to number one at Christmas, did they? I think they ever got to number two. Did Wham get to number one last year? I think they never actually got to number one, because I know this year they're hoping that Fairy Tale in New York will get to number one. But I think Christmas, I'm not sure, did it get to number one last year? It was only very recently if it did. Or did it get to number two? Yeah.
Hang on. Fairy Tale in New York. No, it spent 5 weeks at number one. The Fairy Tale in New York. I think she just wants to bring it back. Because,
are you sure? I thought it never got to number one.
The song was released in 1987. It quickly became a hit, spending 5 weeks at number one in the Irish charts.
Oh.
But I think she just wants it to become number one now, because, like, as a kind of a farewell thing. But okay, so we've got I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
What's the Christmas song? I can't think of the name of it, but over it starts and it goes, it's Christmas.
I have it here. Do 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 do
So here it is. Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. That's it.
We get there eventually. I find you need to have at least two vodkas and then you know the words to every Christmas song.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is, again, not a new song, but seems to have come into our thing. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I love it.
Feliz Navidad. My nephew, I remember coming home from school, he was in about fourth class and he was humming that away to himself and he was going... The police got me, da. The police got me, ma.
Oh, that's cast.
To go along with it. Oh, well, our favourite, we have to dance routine, Jingle Bell Rock, is on there. It's on the list.
Yeah.
Jingle Bell. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time
of the year.
Of the year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Who's that again? Da, 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 da. Snow is falling. That one. That's one of my favorites.
All around us.
Now, what I will not tolerate or accept as a Christmas song, though, and I feel very strongly about this, Justin Bieber.
Have you heard Ariana Grande?
She can fly off as well.
Baby.
No, I can't even understand her because she...
The kids are singing it.
Like this, and you don't know what to do. Like,
the image
up, like,
of Ariana Grande.
Thanks.
Did we get a guest star on the podcast?
And tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Ariana. I just can't stand them. They're not proper, like, I know it's not like such an old one now, like, but they're not the Christmas classics. Justin Bieber, when he came out with that, I was like, you are a disgrace to Canada and the nation. I was like, get away. Absolutely get away. But saying that, though, he's on Christmas FM as well. You know, Lizzo has a Christmas song out as well.
No, I didn't hear Lizzo's song.
It's constantly on Christmas FM. And I don't know, I don't like her either. She's never right, like, but not for Christmas.
Oh, well, I did love Lizzo, but, I did love Lizzo, but then there's all that weird scandal.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah,
there's
a bit of controversy, wasn't there, about her?
Yeah, and then I wasn't sure anymore. Then I got a bit confused as to how I felt about her. But all right, we'll wrap this up. But I always love this one because it was a bit of, what's your man's name now? Christmas time, mistletoe, when and what?
Oh, Cliff Richard.
A bit of Cliff.
But Cliff Richard there now was kind of insulting people with a bit of padding lately.
I did see that. But also, and I'm not allowing for it, but there are people of a certain age group that really were just fatphobic and there's no change in them now.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going back.
And
he's just one of them where to be fat was like a cardinal sin. So, not okay.
Oh, not okay, but talk about a foot and mouth situation. Like, my God.
Yeah, no, it was cringe. That.
What about Christmas movies?
Christmas movies. My favorite.
What's your favorite?
Two favorites. They're joint favorites. One is Elf.
Oh, yeah.
And the other is the Santa Claus, the movie, but the 90s one with Tim Allen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know you like the
The
original.
80s. Mine is Santa Claus, the movie, the 80s one. Elf as well. But there's one, right? And I love it. And they all mock me about it as well because there's a Christmas song as well. The Christmas Shoes. Do you ever see that? Rob Lowe's in it. It's one of these Hallmark made for a tenner straight to DVD ones, right? But my God, it's so sad. Like, do you ever hear the song? Where the little boy is up and he's trying to buy a pair of shoes for his mother. And like he runs out of money because he's like, I want my mama to have these shoes because mama meets Jesus tonight. Mama's dying at home and he wants to give her nice shoes for going up to meet Jesus.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
I'm telling you,
what
look it up.
Hell.
Oh, look it
That's
up. You'll
heavy.
Be in sluts. You'll be in sluts. My
well,
favourite.
Jesus, that's heavy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Christmas shoes, pure cheese. If you like pure cheese in the Hallmark, not the Hallmark videos now of, you know, the way they are now, like where they're like, I'm a top marketing executive from New York City.
Yeah, I know, and
City.
I've come to my hometown where I'm going
to
marry
the
farmer.
The man who cuts down the Christmas trees.
Yeah, yeah.
I still watch
it. I've got National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I don't think I've ever actually watched it.
No, I haven't either.
Like, Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I love Scrooged. I do like that one.
Sorry. Right.
This one, who put this on the list is beyond me because I can't handle this. It's Jack Frost. You know where, like, the dead dad? And then he comes back like as a bloody snowman and then he's melting and all. Like, seriously?
Yeah. Sorry.
Double, triple trauma? No, can't deal. Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Bad Santa. Bad Santa is gas. I could never. Like, I worked in the cinema when that came out and that was called 15's PG at the time. And people went see it and then came out and ran an absolute muck because they just thought it was going to be a Christmas movie, maybe with a few swear words, and they brought the kids to see it.
Yeah, it's not a children's movie.
No. Love Actually. Every day for me right now in work is a Love Actually moment. We're just every day watching all these big homecomings and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm living the Love Actually.
I liked Love Actually, but I wouldn't say it's I'd class it as a Christmas film. I know it is a Christmas film, but it's all right. Yeah, I like The Holiday, you know, with Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
I prefer that now to Love Actually.
That's it. Yeah, have that one as well.
Yeah.
Arthur Christmas. I didn't like Arthur Christmas. I felt like the brother should have joined the union and that Arthur Christmas was a little pox. So I wasn't big on Arthur Christmas, to be honest.
Okay. No.
What did you think of it?
No, not great. No. Well, forgettable.
Completely screwed over. Like,
what I love, and not just because I did a voiceover for it, but The Snowman. We always watch that. It's always on Channel 4 Christmas morning. I love it. And you know what? There's no words in it, no speaking in it, but it's just that now is Christmassy to me. It's always on Christmas morning. I love it. And apart from that, I think definitely if I had to pick my all time favorite would be the 80s Santa Claus. Love it.
Santa Claus, on here we have the Grinch, we have
but do you know what? I don't like the Grinch. I never liked the Grinch. I don't
Hugh's
like it.
A bit scared of the Grinch, but I think he was scared of the Grinch because of all those weird videos where people were traumatizing their kids, which is really messed up.
Cruel.
I don't know what's wrong with people. Like,
do you know what I didn't like at all? Do you know, I'm just getting on that subject. I didn't like that where the parents were setting up the Grinch to come up and scare their kids, right? But you know these videos of like them flapping an egg, breaking an egg off your child's head.
Oh no,
why would you do that? Like,
I don't know.
Betraying people are bloody weird. Like,
messed up.
Child alone. Like, yeah.
Here, moving quickly on. Christmas foods, go for it. What's your favourite?
Christmas foods. Do you have spiced beef up in Dublin?
No.
Is that a Cork thing? Oh, Audrey, spiced beef.
No.
Like, oh my God, you need to get on spiced beef. I don't even know if they sell it in Dublin or is it just purely a Cork thing?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh,
so
people that don't know about it think it's disgusting. Like, and apparently the smell when you're cooking it is horrible. I love it. A big lump of spiced beef now is just
for the dinner, for the Christmas dinner.
Oh yeah, like you'd have your turkey, ham, spiced beef, your sprouts, everything else in as well. You have three meats here, like we just a turkey, like spiced beef, and then beautiful and sandwiches and everything. Then after it, of course, tanora. Then I think that's another Cork thing.
So, what's that?
What?
Tanora? I don't know what that is.
Audrey, are you having a laugh?
I'm 100% serious.
Don't tell me I know tanora is popular in Cork, but surely they sell it everywhere, do they? Tanora is. Audrey, I'm going to have to make you a care package and send it up to you. This is. You haven't lived, girl. You haven't lived.
It's a fizzy drink. Like,
yeah. Are you serious? Are you having me on?
I swear to God, never heard of Tenora.
Audrey, I'm getting you spiced beef and Tenora. I'm sorry.
Literally, when you Google it, it comes up. The number one thing is Tenora only in Cork. It's like the actual, when you Google Tenora, one of the most popular.
Audrey, Tenora. It is unreal.
The brand's heritage is rooted in Cork, having been initially introduced to Cork City in the 1930s. I need some Tenora.
Oh, come here. There was uproar because they changed the formula of Tenora. And they brought it out and it didn't taste the same. And there, we nearly took to the streets. It was a disgrace. Honest to God. And I swear to God, now on the bottle says Tenora, the original. They had to revert it back because we will not stand for it. So I'm telling you now, spiced beef, Tenora, box of cheese and onion potatoes, tub of roses.
I'd be very exotic now this Christmas.
I'm telling you, I'm going to send that up to you. Yeah. Oh, you haven't lived until you've had a sup of Tenora, girl.
Well, there's two bits of Christmas that I love the most, and one is my mammy's Christmas trifle, and the other is my mammy's Christmas stuffing. She does a sausage meat stuffing, and oh God, it's mouth-watering, and her trifle is second to none. She actually used to make trifle for a couple of the neighbours on the road as well and send them up the trifle.
Yeah.
The problem is they wouldn't give you back the shag and bowl. But anyway.
I make a twofer because I don't like the fruit in the trifle, and I don't like cream. So all I do is just the trifle sponge, jelly, and custard, which technically is three, so it should be called a trifle, but I call it
like a sandwich.
More or less, yeah. Like a sandwich in the bowl. And I wash it down with my Tenora then and a slab of spiced beef.
No, my mammy's trifle and my mammy's Christmas stuffing are amazing. And she only makes the stuffing Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, and New Year's Day. You'd get it for no other occasion. That's it. Because she said that she made it for other occasions. Yeah, it wouldn't be special, like.
Yeah.
So, and the same goes for trifle. I remember when Hugh was one, like his whole first year, never had a sweet, never had anything. And that Christmas, he got a bit of trifle, and that was the ruination of him. Like, he nearly lamped his head into the bowl because it was gorgeous. So, I do. And I love the sprouts as well. I like, you know,
I like a
Christmas sprouts. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Well, no, I wouldn't be going purely for the sprouts. Like, clearly, I'd go for that.
And the tins of roll and the savagery is unbelievable. And where you keep finding the space to shovel the food down your neck is beyond me. And more recently, in recent years, we started to make a turkey curry. And that's actually bloody gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's
I've heard really of that. Nice. No, we never made it, but a lot of people are doing that. And you know as well, what's kind of gone out a bit as well are the tins of biscuits. Do you remember everyone used to be buying tins of biscuits?
They got too dear though. Like,
they are ridiculous.
Went
though.
Up mad money. Yeah. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? You'd buy the granny or whatever and now a big tin of biscuits. But first of all, the tin was getting smaller. There was less in the box. Yeah. The plastic was getting bigger and the biscuits were being more spaced out and you were getting less in it. And to be honest, you were just getting ripped off. Like,
I don't know, make tins of biscuits anymore? I know the chocolate Kimberleys or whatever they're called.
They do, but you'll pay handsomely for it.
Like,
you're paying nearly for the tin. Mm. Like, you're paying for the dough that... The tin is the gift because people would use them for sewing or knitting or whatever. Like. Yeah. But
that I will go and I will buy at least two tins of chocolate Kimberleys, the boxes of potatoes, the Tenora, and like you buy all this stuff and you go, it's for one day. But you're like, what if anyone calls? I have to have a biscuit for them.
And like, I always say I'm starting to diet in January, so I may enjoy myself now. Like,
oh,
the last
of course.
All the way.
You can't be watching Anthony in December. I'm sorry, that's probably the wrong advice to give out, like, but I mean, from now until Christmas, enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? It's once a year. And in January, we'll start again and we'll worry about it in January. That's my take on it anyway. You need to try your Tenora and your spiced beef.
I'm sticking them on the list now. If I can source a Tenora and
I'll get them for you. I'll send them up to you.
Cork. Well, no, wait, now. My boss is coming up from Cork next week to Dublin, so I'll just ask him to bring up a bottle. I'm going to text him. So will you bring me? No, he's on a day off now. I'll ask him to bring me up a bottle of Tenora when he's coming up.
And not a tiny one. No, you'd want the 2-liter bottle because you need to savor it and enjoy it. Oh, Audrey, I can't wait to talk to you to see what you think. Oh my gosh, unbelievable. So look, we're going to finish it up there. And what I would just personally like to say is just a huge thank you to everyone. And if you didn't know, this is actually our 40th episode. As well, which I think is nice, isn't it? Yeah. So to end the year on our 40th episode. And obviously just a huge thank you to everyone that has tuned in every week and everyone who interacts with us and sends us messages on Instagram and answers our weird, wacky, wonderful question boxes that we put up. But we really do appreciate you all and genuinely hope you all have the best Christmas. and hopefully.
But you know how you can guarantee it'll be the best Christmas?
How?
If you buy two tickets to the Fierce Fancy Ball that's on February 17th.
Yes, she had to get that in. Good woman, Audrey. Good girl. So with that, we're going to say happy Christmas to you, and we will be back again with a brand new episode in the new year, the 8th of January.
We'll
talk to you then.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Bye.